How does one become good at investing? What are the basic traits, according to you, that are required to become a good investor?
Well, the most important thing that you need, honestly speaking, is luck. You may be a great investor, but if you have terrible luck for a long period of time, you're not going to make it. So, assuming that you have a long enough career and you end up not being very unlucky, you need three ingredients apart from that. Three big ingredients. One is that you need a good understanding of the of accounting. And accounting is the language of business. If you don't understand accounting, then you can't do financial analysis. You can't understand businesses, at least in my view. The second ingredient that you need is a good understanding of very basic economics, microeconomics. You know, concept like pricing power, concept like elasticity of demand, concept like, competitive advantage. They're all standard concepts that they teach you in economics. You need to understand that and how that feeds through to accounting numbers, which creates value in the long run. But the third ingredient that you need is the toughest one, which is a good understanding of human nature, about psychology, about the flaws of human nature. Now, out of these three ingredients, in my view, the first two are skills that can be acquired. You know, nobody is born as a great accountant. Nobody is born as a great, business economist. These are subjects that can be learned by studying them. The third one is a tough one. The third one, if you don't have it, if you don't understand human nature, you're going to make the standard mistake that everybody makes in decision making. You're going to have bad outcomes in your investing. And I think in that field, psychology, it's partly genetic and partly learnable. I mean, it's not completely learnable. Some people are constructed such to be good investors. I'll give you an example. We all know that in order to do well in stocks, you should buy when things are cheap and you should sell them when they're expensive. The formula is very well known. But when things are cheap, there is a lot of pessimism. So you need to have that contrarian bent of mind, which means you need that independent mindset. And you don't want to participate in the folly of the crowd when they're getting exuberant. And therefore, the reverse is also true, that when everybody is very excited and making a lot of money, then you have to be, have a detached view of the whole thing and have an independent mind. Now, this independent mind is not an easy thing to develop, because you're really fighting evolution. Because, Robert Cialdini called this social proof, or what we in Hindi call bhed chal, that the tendency to follow everybody else is a good idea most of the time. Most of the time, it makes sense to follow what everybody else is doing. It's a stupid idea to cross the road by looking on the wrong side. It's a stupid idea to drive on the wrong side of the road in a specific country. So usually it's a good idea to follow what everybody else is doing. In the financial market, it's not. And therefore, it doesn't come naturally to us. And the reason why we have these tendencies, and in fact, I'm using social proof as just an illustration of all the biases that we call them as biases, but they're really tendencies that have been given to us by biology, by biological evolution over millions of years. And social proof is there in us for a reason. It gives us better chance of survival. It protects us from harm. If we know that somebody else who sees harm is behaving in a certain manner, just copy that person and harm will not come your way. So there are very strong reasons why we got this. So biologically, we are constructed to do what everybody else is doing. And therefore, if you want to be a good investor, you're really fighting biology. You're really fighting millions of years of evolution. And it's not, it can be taught, and I teach it in my course, but I also tell my student it's going to be very hard to overcome millions of years of evolution. And there have been a lot of experiments done in evolutionary psychology discipline, when they would put people in a fMRI scanner and they will expose them to physical pain, and they see what happens in the brain, and then they will expose you to social pain. For example, you're playing a game between three people, and you and I and another person are playing a game, and I throw a ball at you and you throw a ball at her and she throws a ball at me, and we're playing a game of a ball. But after a point, we stop, we exclude her. We just throw a ball at each other and they monitor what's happening in her brain. She experiences pain in the same region where she would experience pain if you were to prick her finger with a pin or something. Mm-hmm. So in a sense, the reason why we can't behave independently is because it's very painful. It's very painful to buy stocks when everybody else is despondent and negative. And some people in those experiments, it turns out, don't feel that pain. And that's biology. They're constructed. So I tell my student that, you know, some people, the people who are loners, people who do not social animals, you know, people who are, you know, want to spend time alone, or they don't get affected by the opinions of others. And, you know, some people we know are inherent contrarians. Those are the people, I think, who have inherent maybe biological traits of being good investors.